Okay, let's get into Tehillim, Perek Mem Tes, 49. This Perek is the last one of the B'nai Korach, maybe the most powerful one of the B'nai Korach. And that is, this Perek is about the goal of life, and that the goal of life is not to amass riches. Right? The minhag is to say this, the Ashkenazi minhag is to say this in a Beis HaAvel. A Beis HaAvel every day after the Shacharis and after Meiriv. Because this mizbar is about what do you chase after in life, and it talks to all the people of the world. And David Melech says, the Bnei Korach say, you think riches will protect you? You think it'll go with you forever? It's not true. Only your Torah and mitzvahs, only staying away from sin, will take you away. There is no bakasha in this parak. There is no supplication. There is no request. There is no question. Right? It's all divrei chachma umusar. It's just wisdom that David HaMelech is sharing with us. And again, it's said by B'nai Korach, because the Medrash says that Osher Shamur L'ra'ato, when somebody has riches and it works out negatively for him, that's talking about Korach. Korach was the one that it didn't work out for. The end of the parak we'll get to says, Al tira ki yasher ish, ki yirbe kvod beso, right? Lo b'moso yikachakol. Right. Don't be jealous. Don't be anxious that somebody has a lot. He's not taking it with them. Lo b'moso yikach hakol. So I saw one of the first in the Rita Yitzchak discusses. What do you mean lo b'moso yikach hakol? He's not taking it all when he dies. Korach took everything when he died. It all got swallowed up with him. So he took it when he died. The answer is he didn't take it with him. It went down, but it's not with him. It's not with him. That's the ha'ara that's made by the Rinas Yitzchak, right? Tikshi, Mad Amar Korach, Yilom Moshe Yikacha Kol, because Kol Rechusha Shal Korach Yaradi Moshe Ola. It did go down. It's not with him. It's not with him. It's physically there, but it's not with him. Anything that he can have any hanoa from. So this is written by the B'nai Korach about the osher of their father, and again, it's about life, and it tells the Ashir not to be so proud. Reminding us of the pasuk, I think, in Yirmiyahu of Ayisala Ashir Ba'ashrov, Ayisala Chacham B'Chachmaso. That's really what this parak is about, and that's why it's appropriate to say it at a shiva house, where you talk about the focus of the person, of the niftar, was a kiyam, hopefully, of this parak. So, mizmar. Shimu zos kol ha'amim ha'azinu kol yoshvei chaled. Right? David HaMelech says, listen, everybody, every single person, all nations, doesn't matter who you are, Jewish, not Jewish, this is a message that I have for all people. Right? Kol ha'amim ha'azinu kol yoshvei chaled. Some of you that are close, some of you that are far. Gam b'nei adam, gam b'nei ish. Yachad ashir ve'evyon. Whether you're rich, whether you're poor, you have to hear this message. B'nei adam or b'nei ish. What are b'nei adam? Rashi says b'nei adam or Avraham. Avraham is called the ha'adam ha'gadol ba'anakim. And b'nei ish is b'nei noach. Ish tzadik. Yachad, the Radak says, maybe it means, B'nai Adam are Pchusim B'ma'ala, B'nai Ish are G'dolim. Either way, it's everybody together has to hear these words of Chachma that I'm going to mention. And he starts off, the Pasuk, this is in the Bracha that we say on Erev Yom Kippur, Pi Yedaber Chachmos V'Hagus Libi Tevunos. My mouth will speak wisdom, and the Hagus Libi and the feeling and the ideas of my heart, Tevunos, will be intellect, will be wisdom. I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to share it with you now. There is a drush, again, that the Rinas Yitzchak says, that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav notes that generally when you learn Torah, you're supposed to announce, you're supposed to say it. You're supposed to be Mashmi Al-Azam, not just think it. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Beis, right? Ilchas Talmud Torah is really the only part of Shulchan Aruch HaRav that he totally redid the whole structure of. Right? The rest of Shulchan Aruch, he kept it by the Shulchan Aruch, but this Rambam, he took apart. He wrote his own order. So he writes there, V'kol adam tzorech lizoher lahotzi bisfasav ulahashmiya la'aznav kol ma shalomed. A person has to be careful to say, verbalize, and that he should hear everything that he's learning. Bein b'mikra, Mishnah v'talmud. Ella imkein, unless it's a time that he's being ma'ayin and thinking about something. Ela imkein b'shas iyun lahavin davar mitoch davar. V'kol ma shalomid behir her levad. V'efshel lo lahotzi b'sfasav. If you could enunciate it and say it, but you don't, eino yotzi b'li mizeh dechavaso mitzvah z'limatim osam. Because it all has to be verbalized and said. Maybe it's connected to the fact that you should always teach it. But except when you're learning, when you're being ma'ayin and thinking about the akasha. So he suggests maybe that's alluded to here. Pi yadaber chachmos. When you're doing chachma, you have to say it. V'haguz libi tivunos. Right? But when it's haguz libi, when you're thinking about the tivunos, that could just be when you're trying to be maven, tivunos, davar mitoch davar, that could be haguz libi. That could stay in the heart. That could stay in the heart. Okay. The Rav Soloveitchik in the Amazi Karon, on page 132, he contrasts Moshe and Bilam as the Torah does and as the Medrash does. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu is described in the Torah as a kfad peh. Kfad peh b'kfad lashon. Bilam is an amazing orator, and he's even hired by others, by Balak and others to curse the Jews. Kabal peh mafik margolius. So what was the difference? If Bilam was so powerful with his mouth and Moshe was not, what's the difference? Because Bilam was just the mouth. Bilam was just the mouth. Moshe was kfad peh. You know why he was kfad peh? Because his neshama, explains Rav Soloveitchik, was so high and so heavenly when he wanted to express some of the ideas that he was kfad peh, because it didn't fit because he was so high. So that's why he turned into kfad peh. Shekoach ha-machshava shalo haya amok midai, michdi sheyuchal lehispate ha-idei milim. Shum mishpat shal dibra lo yachol haya lasez bitui nem an lashkafaso. And he was on fire inside. And therefore he gave some of what he was feeling inside in expression. Bilam was ish achir legamre, who klal lo chashav lo hirgish. He had nothing inside. He was empty. Kvi sheishiyus gedola bemes chayeves into a tiviot lahargish. Ilu haisalo Bilam neshama gedola shal navi. So he wouldn't have been hired out to curse the Jews. And he says later on, here's our line, the koch of Moshe Rabbeinu was in the peh and in the lave. Pi yadaber chachmos v'hagos libi tvunos. But Bilam, it was just the peh. It was just the mouth. Ateh, back to the pasuk. Ateh l'mashol azni eftach b'kinar chidasi. I'm going to tell you a mashol. Something deep. And you have to think about it. Lama ira b'yimei ra avona keba yusubeni. What does that pasuk mean? A lot of translations. Why am I anxious b'yimei ra? Some say, the Radak, others, why am I fearful in olam hazeh b'yimei ra? Avon akeba yusubeni. The akev is the heel, is at the end of the body. The end is what's going to surround me. So some say it's the end, it's the olam haba, right? Don't worry about olam hazeh as much as you know that olam haba is the goal. The Malbim says here that the olam hazeh, again, should not be one's focus. Lama ira. Pasuk zehu kein hatsa'a l'kol ma sheyomar charzeh. This pasuk is kind of the title of the whole parak. Hinei Hashem heichin lanu makar chayim nefesh nitzchis. Hashem gave us an eternal soul. Asher hi lo tamus b'mos haguf, will never die. Ki ash tisha'er tsurura b'tzor hachayim es Hashem be'eden ha-nefashos. That'll be forever. Imkin lama ira mira, what are you worried about? You're anxious about being mortal? Kishiyagiu yimei amaves, lama yiram en amaves. Halo hi yovileni elachayim anitzchiyim. The next stage is to eternal life. And if I did as well as I could in this, right, what should you be nervous about? Only avon, avon akeva yusubeni. Right, it's good. The avonos shehalachti v'nhagti b'hem shalosh shamati lachin litzeta liomoed. Says, that's what you have to be worried about. This, don't worry about death. You'll be with Hashem. Just the sins of this akevai, the sins that are surround us, that will be what we need to worry about. If you look in the Rabbeinu Bachai, it's a gorgeous Rabbeinu Bachai in the beginning of Akev, right? Akev Tishmun. So Rashi quotes Adam, the mitzvah Shadam Dash Ba Kevav, one has to be careful about. So the Rabbeinu Bachai there, connect, you know, Rabbeinu Bachai at the beginning of every parsha has a, quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, and then develops a whole idea, and then connects it to the first pasuk in the parsha. So in the second half of that introduction, in the Akev, he says, V'darsha Raboseinu, Balashin Akev, Shu Ashara La'adam ala mitzvah Shadam Dash Ba'kevav, Shalol Yekol Bohem. The mitzvah that people step on and don't take seriously, be very careful. L'fi sheyesh b'nei adam she'en anchoshashin b'ksas mitzvahs, she'en kalos b'eineihem. V'dashin osan ba'akev, which they get trampled on. K'kfar gilu lanu chazal, ki onesh ha-mitzvah she'adam mezalzol bohen, v'dash osan ba'akevav bolam hazeh. The punishment of those mitzvos that you step on, makifo sol yom adin, will surround him in yom adin, shene emar, our pasuk, avon akevai yisubeni. The sins of my akev, the mitzvos that I stepped on, will surround me. Va'od yichla, now the Rabbeinu Bachai says his own, not based on the Medrash, avon akevai yisubeni. What else is this pasuk teaching me? Shebo lahazir al osan mitzvos, shu chayev lefso abahen. There are some mitzvahs that you have to run with. Use your legs. Vizeo psil shel mitzvah. Go lelechaz abeis hakneses. Ulebeis hamedrish. Ulevaker es acholim. Ulelavos es amesim. Ulenachem aveilim. Kol elu mitzvah shel psios vischaran gadol. All of those have tremendous char. For Amr Chazal, Shafilu b'Shabbos, Mutlo l'Rusl b'Eis HaKnesses, even on Shabbos you can run to shul. Shenemar Achrei Hashem, Yilechu ka'aryeh yish'ag. V'meinu b'kayim mitzvahs elu shal psios, oso avon yasivuhu liyom hadin. V'zeu avon akivi yisubeni. The same thing also, v'chein in pasei elu dvar aveira, oso avon yasivuhu liyom hadin kamochein. Like v'yifarim chinim en shradion, the Chulu, and he continues that in the Hakdama. So that's the Avon Akebi Yisubeini. That's Rabbeinu Bachai here in the beginning of the Parshas Ekev. So he continues. Now he says, Habot Chemal Chelam, those of you who take security on your wealth, Verov Ashram Yishalalu, and you praise yourself and your riches, Ach Lo Fado Yifteish, that cannot redeem you. Your riches cannot redeem you. Lo Yitein Lehekim Kafro. You can't pay off HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't pay off HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo Yitein Lehekim Kafro. There are mitzvahs at the end of Sefer Bamidbar. You're not allowed to pay your way out of galus, your mikla. You can't pay your way out of a murder. What if you say, I'm going to give $5 billion to the murderer, to the victims' families? You add the nisa daraisa for the bezdin to accept either of those as kofar. But here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take kofar. Doesn't take kofar. V'yekar pidyon nafsham v'chadal la'olam. And the pidyon nefesh, right, will be very heavy. It won't be able to happen. V'chadal. It's impossible. V'chadal la'olam. Look at the Mesudas David. Lihi pados es hanefesh hu davar yakar. V'lo sof davar she yakaru. It's not only heavy and hard. Elafilu shechadalu. It's impossible. They don't name saklal. You can't redeem. You can't pay off. Right? It's not good. With all the money in the world. V'chi ova nesach. Will a person live forever? Lo yira shachas. Right, that he won't see the death? Of course he will. Right? Again, think about this is what we all say at the Shiva house. Ki yira chachamim yamusu. Don't you see that even the wise people die? Yachag sil vavar, all together with the foolish. Yovedu, everyone reaches a time, ba'azvu lachayim chelam, and they'll have to leave over all of their riches. Right? They're not taking, nobody's taking it with them. Kirbam, the Mesudas David says though, but you know what they say? That with their false impression, Mesudas David, im kozei yachshavu, people think, be care of Libam, Kirbam, but in their side they think, Batemulola, no, my house is going to be forever. Mishkenosam Ladar Vadar, what I built? Eternity. Karu Bishmosam, they called their names Ali Admus on the earth. Rashi says, because people put their name up on a building forever and ever. Karu Bishmosam, again, if it's for a mitzvah and stucca, then obviously it stays with the person. But if it's just, I get to build it, I'm going to put my name on it, Rashi says, right, so we don't want to remain. But we know it doesn't come. Adam Bikar, Bal Yolin. Adam Bikar, the covet that a person has, Bal Yolin, does not rest with him. Nimshal Kabhebos Nidmu. It's like an animal, meaning when a person dies, he's physical, he becomes, you know, his body is no longer functioning like an animal. Right? Or if somebody has this attitude of focusing on the riches and the names, the Sura David says he's like an animal, Belidas, right? Even when he's alive. There is a Rabunim that many of the Chassidish Sfarim quote on this pasuk. Va'adam Bikar, when a person has a moment yakar, a very precious moment that he's inspired, but Bal Yalin, he doesn't go to sleep with it, he doesn't take it with him. He doesn't try to grab it and nimshal kebehemoth nidmu, he's just like an animal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a moment of inspiration, a moment of light. You got to try to take it with you. Can't just leave it out there. Can't just leave it out there. Rabbi Simon and Imre Baruch talks about this in Parshas Re'eh, that he quotes this, and the Sfas Emes quotes this, and you know, we have to do what we can to try to take it with us. Adam Bikar, you have a Yakar moment, Bal Yalin, and you don't let it, you don't sleep on it, you don't grab it with you. Nimshal ka behemos nidmu, that's just like an animal. You didn't take the moment that could have changed your life. Zed darkam kesalamo, this is the way of the foolish. Va'acharehem b'fiyem yirtu sela. Acharehem, the Mitzudas David says, and their children, because the children will follow what they see at home. Mitzudas David, v'achareim af b'neim haboim achareim, also their children, gamhem yirtzu la'olam b'imrei fi avoseim lehisalam osher. They'll get that same message, but that's not what life's about. katzon lishol shatu maves yirim vayirdubam yisharim laboker vitzurim lavalos shol. All of these are phrases that there are people, they'll be like sheep, and everybody's going to the depths, and even the Goran in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin darshins vitzurim lavalos shol. If somebody is going to be punished, then they're even going to outlast Sheol. The Gemara darshins that'll be their punishment will be forever. Ach Elokim Yevden Nafshi Miyad Sheol. But I know the Baal Bitachon, the one who focuses on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and mitzvahs, I know Hashem will redeem me. Right? We said it's the contrast of before. You're going to want to redeem yourself with all the other possibilities. Right? What are you going to try to get out of it? Yekar Pidyo Nafsha V'Chadalom Lo Yifta. Lo Yifta Ish. Only Hashem is going to redeem you through mitzvahs. Ach Elokim Yevden Nafshi Miyad Sheol Ki Kacheni Sela. And He's going to take me. Al Tira. And here's the famous pasuk because it's a song. Al Tira. Do not, what is tira? Scared? Before it doesn't mean scared. Maybe it means anxious. Maybe it means envious, right? That's what the Mitzvah says, envious. Al tira ki asherish. Right? Don't be scared. You might say that Hashem is giving somebody else what you're supposed to get. No, it's not happening. Hashem is not, you get exactly what you're supposed to get. Or it just means don't focus or be envious. Al tira ki asherish, when a person gets rich, ki yir bekvod beso, when he has a lot. When he has a lot, yirbek vobeso, kiloba moso yikach hakol. It's not going with him. I've quoted often that my mother used to say, we used to be driving in the car sometimes, and we used to see if we passed a fancy house or a fancy car, my mother would just say, they're not taking it with them. They're not taking it with them. But she was quoting Tehillim. Kiloba moso yikach hakol, lo yered achrok vodu. His covet will not go down with him. There's a fascinating custom. Rabbeinu Bachai quotes this in his commentary in Shmos and Parshas Truma, where the Torah talks about the Shulchan. So the Torah talks about the Shulchan, and the Rabbeinu Bachai says that the Shulchan in a person's house is Mechaper, like the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. V'halechem sha'al ha-Shulchan u'chashav ke-karban al gavi ha-mizbeach, and the bread on your table is like the karban. Sha'adam tov ayin meitivu ma'achil shamaniyim. Like a karban, especially when you share it with others. Hu shedarshu chazal v'chulu. And then he quotes, u'minag chasidim shebetzarfas. There's a minog of the Hasidim in France, Bitzarfas, Sha'osim Mishulchanam Arun Lekfura. Out of their Shabbos table where they did all the mitzvahs and had the aniyim, they form their coffin. Lahoros, ki ha'adam lo yisa mu'uma biyado v'lo yelvenu ba'amalo. Nothing will come with the person, ki im hatstaka sha'asa b'chaya v'atova shu'umeitiv al shulchanam. Wow. And that's the Gemara says, Amarach al Shulchan, Amarich lanu yamev Ushnosav. That's what he quotes here. He also quotes it in Shulchan Shalarba, his other sefer about halachas of eating. Vazdenu shamanu v'rabim sipru lanu b'gdolim shebisvarad v'aparnasim b'alei achsanya shenagu minag nechbad ma'od nispashi b'neihem miyamim kadmonim. It's been around a long time. Shal Shulchan shelahem sheheichilu aves aniyim b'lechtam l'beis olamim. It makes their coffin. It's not only for them, it's for all of those around to remember this. You could have all the riches like Shlomo. Lo yisa biyado me'uma me'amalo. Is not coming with. The good that he does, and the Rachmanis that he has on the Aniyim. So that's Loba Mosei Yikach HaKol. That is Rabbeinu Bachai. What does it mean? I saw the Kamotzi Shal Rav. He quotes, he is not going to take everything with him. Is he going to take something? Loba Mosei Yikach HaKol? Mashi, he's not going to take everything but something? What do you mean? He's not going to take anything. So he quotes that, no, maybe he's even talking about mitzvahs. The mitzvahs, we're going to take all of our mitzvahs? No. Ki Loba Mosei Yikach HaKol, not all of them. Lo Yered Achrav Kavodo. If we did mitzvahs for our own covet, unclear if those are coming. Lo Yered Achrav Kavodo. Right, that's the connection between those two halves. Ki Nafsho Bechayav Yevarech. Rashi says this pasuk is a contrast. The Ashir says, I'm good. I'm going to give myself a bracha. Nafsho Bechayav Yevarech. But really, it's not true. The Yoducha, people will recognize you Ki Seitiv Lach when you'll be good. When you'll fix your actions and you'll follow properly. Tavo adar avosav ad netzach lo yirur ar. Those who follow this path of just complimenting themselves and not worrying, they'll follow their forefathers, their fathers and their grandfathers, all of those who had the same attitude. Ad netzach. Forever lo yirur ar. They won't see the light. Won't see the light. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva in Chelek Sharsheni Yurches. He says the nefesh of the Rasha will go down. Tered b'mosa l'mata l'aretz l'makom tavasa will go down. But when it's ready to be judged, it will go up. V'acharei alusa l'marom tered b'tivah l'mata l'aretz. It'll go back down. Kasher ha'evin chozeres v'nofels l'aretz like gravity. Achar zrika. Right. But the tzaddik's nefesh will stay up, but the rushes lotia tia tikval or nefesh arushal atzeis mechoshach laor, as this pasuk says, tavo ador avosav netzach lo yire or. And then we have the last pasuk, which again many talk about, adam bikar velo yavin nimshal kabehemos nidmu. A person bikar, a person focuses on their own covet, lo yavin, they don't realize nimshal kabehemos nidmu. They're like animals. Again, there are other pshatim given. If you look in the Sichas Musar, Achayim Shmulevitz in the beginning of Mamar Chavtes, which is Osher HaChayim, where he talks about we can't imagine the gift of every second of life. Every second of life we have to recognize and not to complain. Adam HaMisraim HaMisonin HaKol HaKoros HaBoos HaLav V'Locholi V'Lo Margish Ba'Osher HaChayim HaGodol SheZichalo. The Pasuk says, Adam Bikar HaYakar Mikol Nitam Biyado. Adam Bikar, he has such, so many things. V'Lo Yavin, he doesn't understand what he has. Then he's no better than an animal. So we have to recognize what we have. There are those with tsaris, but hopefully everybody could try to focus on something that they have. And if not, other bikar v'lo yavin nimshal kabehemos. We have to, right, we're no better than the animals who don't have the intellect to know better. Okay, we will stop here.